Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. And prayer is like the sweet morning dew. Hallelujah. This is our watch, our time, our prayer watch. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is just so delightful to have you join me. And, you know, as we've been going with this, we have been going and kind of feeling my way through everything to just see where the Lord is leading. And like with Friday morning, I know I have the revelation for Friday mornings. I got that. And this morning and Wednesday morning, and it's just Tuesdays and Wednesdays now, but I don't know if that's going to expand. We're going to go into really the prayer watch and understanding our purpose and the time of the hour that we have been called to pray. And it's an appointment, it's an appointed time, a set time that God has given us to come together and pray. It's the fifth watch, and it's the first hour in the day. That's our 7 o'clock hour. Amen. I was thinking about, could you just imagine what it was like for Adam and Eve to walk in the garden and commune with God? I can only imagine. And I really can. What it was really like to sit and fellowship with the Almighty God face to face. That had to have been the ultimate. He's your ultimate father. Adam knew no mother and father. He only knew God. Can you imagine? And so with my faith and our faith, we come these mornings at a set time, an appointed time, by faith, to commune with God. And just want to expound on this a little bit for you. Remember this. You may very well have another hour. When are you waking up and seeing as if you can't go back to sleep? That may be your personal hour that God is calling you to come. Oh, my God. To come and pray. Think about it. What is that time? What is that time that you'll watch it, that may be God wakening you up to come and pray and lay before Him. Hallelujah. But we notice as we begin to get restless and we begin to think, well, why I can't sleep? What is going on?
but ask God if this is your time that he is calling you to come. Maybe your time to pray, that's your purpose for waking up. But ours is at the 7 a.m. hour. We're here not only to be strengthened, we're here, I just can't get past being in the presence of the Lord. I just can't get past walking in the garden with you. I mentioned when we first started the song, I Come to the Garden. Well, the author of that song, he had one, but my vision as I hear it is God beckoning me to come and bow down before him on my cross. Sometimes be quiet, sometimes pray. And this particular hour that we have, the first hour of the day, you know, the fifth hour is the fifth watch, is when the Holy Ghost came. Miracles happen. There's purpose. And we are strengthened. We're encouraged. Oh my God. And we're empowered when we, oh my Lord, are obedient to his plan and his will and his way. Let's just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. I wanted to share with you in just a little tidbit that there are 8 watch hours covering 24 hours. And what happened is I was sitting down just praying and asking the Holy Ghost to speak to me and tell me what it is that he wants me to do and say. I was sitting at my desk and kept saying, watch. Watch. No, it means 7 a.m. Watch. So I began to search and study, and then I was led to this understanding. We're here not only to be strengthened or strengthen our relationship and faith in God, but we're also here at this hour to pray for healing, refreshing, renewal for the government, for the workplace. Because it's the beginning of activities in our time, and we're not worshiping the sun or anything, but it's the beginning of the day. And, oh my God, and as the beginning, we're standing, and we're praying and covering family and friends and the government and the systems of man. Oh, God, are there people going into surgery 7 in the morning? We're standing, being led by the Holy Ghost to intercede. There's things going on in the world, and we are here to intercede. Yes, yes, hallelujah. Well, this day right now, we're wanting to encourage each other to get a clearer understanding that we're not just here to be entertained. We're not here just to be doing things. And I know there are those who say, well, I pray all the time. I don't have to pray with nobody. Oh, but they didn't say that on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, by God, miracles happen. And when John, hallelujah, oh, was praying, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Miracles happen when corporate prayer, when God's people come together, hallelujah. Miracles happen. Yes, they do. Miracles happen. Oh my God. It's something so special about corporate prayer. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, bless his holy name. God knows what he is doing. God knows what he is doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows what he is doing. Hallelujah. He knows his purpose. He knows his purpose for us, for everything. Hallelujah. Now, John's father, Zachariah, listen, he was on post, as we call it, doing what God had called him to do. Heaven had been silent, but he was just going on being obedient. And all of a sudden, the silence broke. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Zachariah. But what was going on? He was doing what he had been called to do. But guess what? On the outside, the people outside were worshiping God. You can check Luke 1. The people were out worshiping God, and they were wondering what was taking him so long to come, and the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, was speaking to him. But there were people on the outside praying while he was performing his task. The same miracles happened. Acts 2 and 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. 14. But Peter standing up, same chapter, but Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all of you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. They were there on one accord, praying, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes, 120 in the upper room, one accord, praying. Miracles happen when we come together. And we one mind, knowing why we are together, knowing the purpose and what the purpose, what that is, what are we, to, why are we here? We're here to pray, to worship, to be in fellowship with one another and God. To worship him, to give him praise, to bless his name, to repent, to pr- pray for strength, and we receive it to pray for family and friends, our loved ones, the church, that the body of Christ will be strong and bold in him, that we keep his commandments, that we obey the Almighty God. Oh, yes. And that he breathes on the workplaces. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And know that we're not just praying in the air, but we are praying with purpose. We're coming together with purpose. Oh, my God. And we are expecting. We are expecting manifestation of his word in our life and the request of our prayers. We can do that. But I think one of the most amazing things is that God has beckoned us at a set time, an appointed time, to be with him. Now, I'm just fumbling a little bit, but that is without fumble. I'm just amazed at how God reveals if we just stay faithful to him, to what he's called us to do. That's right. One day I'll tell my testimony. God Almighty is great all by himself. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Yes, he is. Miracles happen when we focus in on him. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Now we bless the Lord God. Let's just begin to read our scriptures, and then we'll enter into prayer. Amen. Now, tomorrow, there'll be little or no talking and just prayer, but I had to express this. I had to give out purpose. I had to let it be said and known that we're just not coming here to be coming or it sounds good or it feels good. We're here for purpose. Amen. And I have the instruction. Hallelujah. I'm happy. I'm happy in Jesus. Then I think about this, that in time to come, there be those God will lead to come and tune in years later, perhaps. In time. Next day, next hour, after we off the air. And God can speak and will speak and encourage their heart to get a deeper appreciation for what he has called them to do. Amen. That when you really think that he loves you, he knows your name, he's a God of order, he make assignments. He calls those who call us together. We don't even know each other, but most of the time, but God knows us. He brings us together. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. He brings us together for his purpose. Oh, I'm about to go off in here. He brings us together. He is the sovereign Lord, the absolute power and the absolute authority. Besides him, there is none other. Isn't it just amazing? Yes, it is. It's just amazing. Ah, bless the Lord. I look like we're going into prayer. Father God, in the matchless. Oh, my God. Holy is thy name. Bow my knee before Hallelujah. To give you the praise. Hallelujah. Forever, forever, God. Oh, hallelujah. Bow before you, majesty. Great God, hallelujah. Bless your most holy name. Gladly bow before you. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, gladly bow before you. Rima Shankanidididididiosaba. Rama Kushakanidididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid praying for their healing, Almighty God, and their deliverance, Almighty God. Praying for your guidance for them, Almighty God. Praying for friends, Almighty God, and associates and co-workers, Almighty God. Let your shalom, Almighty God, Almighty God, flow, Almighty God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Granted traveling mercy, Almighty God. Thank you for food on the table, great God. Oh, God, we thought there wouldn't be any. We thank you for the miracles, Almighty God. But nothing is too hard for you, Almighty God. We're full of trouble and how things, not knowing how things are going to work out. And trouble seems to be fast facing them first thing in the morning. Great God, we thank you that you show that you have the plan. You already laid out. And may they walk therein, Almighty God, secure in you, Almighty God, and your will and your love for each and every one of us. Almighty God, I strengthen. Almighty God, we're weak. We surrender our weakness for your strength, great God, and we thank you for the manifestation of it. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Strengthen us where we weaken every area, Almighty God. Before we go any further, we repent, Almighty God. Great God. We thank you for forgiving us for sinning against your word, thought, and deed, and no sin is a little sin. Thank you for cleansing us with the blood of Yeshua, Almighty God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Holy God. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for making us aware of our assignment, Almighty God. Holy Ghost, flow through us and over us and over the assignment. Empower us even the more, great God. We thank you for the sweet opportunity. Oh, God. Lead us not into temptation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done, great God. Thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Strength, Almighty God. Shield of defense, Almighty God. Our shalom, Almighty God. Our peace, Almighty God, Almighty God. God Almighty. Our healer. God, you are the God that heal your people. We thank you for the healing of our bodies, Almighty God. Our emotions, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Every part of us. We thank you for healing, Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. None left that is in need of healing. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed Savior. In name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Your name is holy. It's righteous. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 May we forever be mindful of your commandments. For we love you and we want to keep everyone. Thank you for strength to obey you, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you for wisdom for this day, Father God. We thank you for knowledge and understanding for this day, Almighty God. Prayers from heaven. Prayers from heaven. Thank you for feeding us so we won't know God. Thank you for every opportunity to open our mouth to speak a word of encouragement, empowerment, and refreshing. Thank you, Almighty God. Remember the government, Almighty God. Remasiku. Allow them to know that regardless of their money, if you do not intend for them to be in office, they will not. Their presence is because of you, great God. Let us know their presence is because of you. Their very heart is in your hand. Great God Almighty. Sweep through Washington, D.C., in the capital and the ruling places of this world, the systems of man, great God Almighty. Show yourself mighty, Almighty God. And allow your will to be done, great God, in the churches, Almighty God. Stand tall, Almighty God. And in your holy temples, we yield to thee, Almighty God. Thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for walking tall in our nations, Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you that you show yourself strong and mighty. For you said in your word, the earth is the Lord. For you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. The suns and the moon and the stars are at your command. The very breath of man is at you, in your authority, and at your command. Almighty God, we thank you this morning. For you and you alone, O God, besides you, there is none other. You are the giver and the receiver of life. You are the one that brewed life into man, and man became a living soul. So we lift our hands to you to bless your name, to honor you, and to give you glory. Oh, sovereign Lord, hallelujah. Majesty on high. Shamba kodidit. Rema sadidat. Touch, set free, and deliver. Touch, heal, Almighty God, and make whole. Meet every need. Plead the blood of Yeshua over every situation and circumstance. Oh, thank you for your favor and your mercy. Great God Almighty, in our lives and the lives of your people. Great God Almighty, we thank you this morning. We glorify you this morning. Great and mighty art thou, Almighty God. For you paid a price for us to be back into right relationship with you. Your will, your way, your plan, your purpose. Thank you for healing, delivering. Thank you for meeting every need. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you for leading us and guiding us and speaking to us and through us, Almighty God, yielding to you. Touch, what a privilege and an honor to come into your holy presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise and honor and glory and power. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in. Thank you for covering our children and grandchildren, Almighty God, and great, great grandchildren, Almighty God. Thank you for your allowing them to walk in your circle of blessings, leading them, Almighty God. Thank you that they're saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. Walking, hallelujah, talking, and living a life that's pleasing unto thee, our Father, and our God, our King, our Master, and our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for being there, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is awesome. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our first reading for the morning is Hallelujah. Chapter 1, verse 9 of Colossians. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not a time. Four. And two. Let's do one. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubbled, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch.
But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the sole of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 24, starting at the 7th verse. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Jude 1. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. I pray that something has been said that will make a difference in your life, in your day. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. God loves you. You're special in his sight. God bless. Until the next day.